Hello, I'm Ashish Jaman, and today we'll talk about what's new with visualization in SQL Server Reporting Services 2008 R2. We introduced three new data visualization controls in R2, in SQL Server Reporting Services R2. The first one is data bar. A data bar is a special type of chart that shows a single data point as a horizontal bar or an vertical column. You can embed a data bar inside a Tablex to provide data visualization for each group or detail group. You can also compare each group's value. So in a Tablex, you may have more than one group, and you can use the data bar to compare that value. The second control that we have is Sparkline. Sparkline is a way visually represent the trending of the data. So a data bar would only show you a single point, whereas Sparkline can show you multiple data points over a time. Sparkline is. The third control that we have here is what we call indicators. And indicators typically are used in KPIs, or when you have KPIs and you want to represent some key performance indicators, you can use indicators. The idea of indicator is it would show you relatively where the data is, so in comparison to other data that you have on the report. So let me jump into a demo and show you it in action. So let me start by downloading the AdventureWorks database from CodePlex. You can do the same. Just search for on CodePlex, search for AdventureWorks 2008 R2, and you'd get the data. Once I have the data, let me open up SQL Server 2008 R2 Management Studio. And what I'm trying to do here is quickly, I have a query. I'm using AdventureWorks data, the OLAP database, and I have a query that returns me product categories, the years, and the total number amount of sale. Now, I also have English month name and month of the sale, and the reason I have it so that I can show you the trending in Sparkline. So let me fire up BIDS, or Business Intelligence Development Studio, which gets installed as part of SQL Server when you do a SQL Server installation. Right, I have a solution here. It has a couple of reports, and these are from my previous demos. So what I will do is I'll add a new report. I can either cancel it and write a report by scratch, or I can go through this wizard. So if I go through this wizard, it says, okay, show me a data source. I can say create a new data source. I can name it anything, and I can go and edit the connection string. So I go back to my database, which is our OLAP data. For R2, I test my connection. I'm using a Windows authentication, so that should be good. Let me go to the query builder. I want to edit it as text. Go back to this query that I just showed you and put it right in here. All right, so I have the query that I want my report to run on. And at this point, I now can go and try to figure out what the layout of my report would be. So let me do that quickly. I can say, okay, show me this here. My product category name right here. Give me the sales amount as the total, and show me the rows as calendar years. And from there on, I can just say finish. I don't want to do anything else in the layout and run this. Let me actually make it a bit bigger right for you. And all right, so this is my report. What I see here is the years. In 2005, for accessories, I made this much sale. And so let me just quickly format it for you. So what I've done is I have formatted the report so that it shows the product names and the groups by calendar year and shows the sales amount. Let me put some formatting here as well. And here the my report looks way much better now. So let me go back to design and look at some of the tools that I have now to to show you some visualization capabilities in reporting services are too. So the first thing we want to do is I want to show you the data bar itself. So let me hide this and this too. Data bar, so I just drag and drop data bar. It brings up a wizard kind of interface. I can say what kind of data bar I want to use. So in this case, I just want to use a simple bar. Once I have a simple bar, it asks me what values I want to show in the bar. So here we want to show sales amount so that we can visually see where our sales amounts are in terms of one data point in the bar. And we can also do some grouping. So I want to group my data bar, maybe calendar year. Sorry, not calendar year, but let's say product category. So if I just preview it, one of the things you'd see is now I have data bars, and what they are visually telling me is in 2007, the bikes actually sold way more than any other year or any other product. That's pretty neat. What I can also do here is I can say rather than category name, show me my data and group it by English month name, which or I can also do month number of the year, which actually makes it return the same kind of results. So in this case, what it is telling me is, obviously there is no representation, but I can figure out, this is starting from January till December. But in 2007, it looks like around May I have the most sales. But for these kind of grouping, I would rather have a sparkline because that would show me the trending. So let me just delete the data bar and drop a sparkline right here. And as I drop it, it gives me another wizard kind of interface. It says me what kind of sparkline do I want to choose. In here, I want to choose line with markers or smooth line with markers. And the reason I want to choose with markers so that my markers actually can show me the month. If I go back here, it says I'm showing sales amount, but I want to actually show grouped by a month number. And if I preview this, what you see here is a trending. So for 2005 in accessories, my total sales was 20,235, and but this is how it trended based on the months. The pretty neat capability. Just dragging and dropping, and I can show some real good visualization trending information right in my report. Let me also quickly show you indicators. We talked about indicators where, if there are some in a scorecarding scenario, if I want to show some of my performance indicators, I can use indicators. And based on this indicator, again, the same kind of wizard interface. I can choose different kinds of indicators in here. Let me actually choose this one. And what it would show me is, with high sales, it would be green, with okay sales, yellow, and with very low sales, it would be red. And I can also choose some different kind of indicators that could be more visually appealing based on the kind of data you have and the kind of audience that would be looking at your report. So here, just by dropping that indicator, I can see the visual representation of where my data is. So that looks pretty good. These are good years for bike. 2006, 2007, 2008 not so good. But overall, if I just look at bikes, 2005 was the worst. I do want to mention that this capability is not only exposed in business development business intelligence development studio, but also is part of Report Builder 3. So if I open the same report in Report Builder that we just saw, we can see this. And if I fix the data source quickly, which actually looks like it is good. So if I were to just run this report, it should actually run it. Here it is. So you can see the same report. I can even design the same report. So let me actually delete this and insert a sparkline just again, just to show you that in here I'm actually building a sparkline. I'm building that data visualization in Report Builder 3, a different kind of report, a different kind of interface. Report Builder is more targeted to report developers, where BIDS or Business Intelligence Development Studio is more targeted to developers. And in here, I've dropped in a sparkline. I want to show the sales amount, categorize it by, let's say, product month, a product month name, the English month name. And if I run this, I should see the same kind of trending information right here. So this is what I wanted to talk to you about. Just to reiterate, we have three different data visualization controls: data bars, sparklines, indicators, and they're part of SQL Server Reporting Services 2008 R2, and you can develop using Business Intelligence Development Studio as well as Report Builder. Thank you very much, and I will see you in another screencast.